Hello, this is Ken Smith welcoming you to our Bringing a Message radio programme, brought to you by the By All Means Gospel Trust from Solihull, England. Today we continue our series entitled Practical Christian Living, based on the last three chapters in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. The followers of Jesus need to live the Christian life, not merely to say they believe it, and to realise that others are watching them. Today's message is entitled Walking as Children of Light. We believe you'll be helped and blessed as you listen to this message. Maurice Payne is the speaker. Hilary is reading the scriptures and making the closing announcement. Music is by Peter Jackson and Singers. If this program is a help and a blessing to you, we would like to hear from you. Our mailing address is BAM Gospel Trust, Box 7778, Solihull, B927AG. United Kingdom. We shall repeat this address at the end of the broadcast and give you our email address. Stay tuned for today's message.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Ephesians 5 verse 8.
Living or walking as children of light is a good illustration of the general theme, walk worthily. This is what the apostle is exhorting his readers to do in the church in Ephesus. The letter was most likely intended for believers throughout the province of which Ephesus was the capital, and copies would be made and circulated far and wide. And now that letter is included in the canon of Scripture, and we can be in no doubt that its content and instruction is for believers in the risen Lord Jesus today, wherever they're found. And it's in this practical section of the letter that we are looking. By behaving as children of light, believers stand out in the darkness and gloom of this world. The Apostle John said the whole world lies in wickedness. Any situation without God brings darkness. You remember right at the beginning of the Bible it says, darkness was upon the face of the deep. That probably describes a situation where sin entered our world. Disobedience to God brings darkness, and we know that man has sought darkness since Adam fell and tried to hide from God's presence. We might think it goes without saying that God is light, yet it is a truth ever to be remembered. In his letter to Timothy, Paul tells us God dwells in a brightness that man cannot approach unto. And John tells us that the life that is in God is the light of men. Our sun is probably the best example of this. All physical life on our planet is sustained by the light and energy from the sun. We're all wholly dependent upon it. Darkness and light don't mix. Light dispels darkness. You see the way light dispels darkness in the dawning of a new day. When the light of the sun penetrates, darkness must go. There's no room for it. Areas where the sun's direct or indirect light cannot penetrate remain in darkness. The point that John is making here is that there being no darkness in God at all is that there are no dark or hidden areas. not the slightest shadow of evil taints his holiness. The next important factor is that men are naturally in darkness. It is the darkness that comes from departing from God. Sin's darkness, as the Bible describes it. At one point, and when thoroughly disgusted with himself, the psalmist cried,
I was born in iniquity and conceived in sin. Psalm 51, verse 5.
And the New Testament makes a similar statement when it says,
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23.
Sin and disobedience darken the mind. Man may think he has an intelligent and commendable outlook, but if God is missing from his reckoning, he lacks something that no education or effort on his part will make up. The hearts of men easily revert to jealousy, malice, and hatred. The eruption of war, terrorism, and selfish greed indicate that all too clearly. Our world has some insoluble problems only because our world has departed from God. The apostle reminds his readers that they were once in darkness, that is to say, before they came into the light of the knowledge of God by faith in Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit who leads the soul into the light of the gospel. The love of God shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit brings the light, life, and love of God, found only through Jesus. The point of the apostle's emphasis is that there is the danger that having received the light or entered into the light of the gospel, a man may not walk or continue to walk in that experience. So he exhorts them, walk as children of light. Paul penned words to the Corinthians that described very succinctly what we have said.
God, who said, Let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6.
It's a sad thing indeed when those who have the light of this knowledge live as though behind shuttered windows, so that those outside could never imagine the light that is within. The Apostle John had some severe words to say about those who claim to have fellowship with God, who's light, and yet didn't walk in the light.
If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6.
Living by the truth, as it is in Jesus, means walking in the light. Jesus described the paradox of such a situation when he said,
People do not light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Matthew 5, verse 15.
Your stand and mine is the place God has put us. It is there we must let our light of the gospel shine. As the letter to the Thessalonians exhorts us,
Since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8.
The Apostle Paul wrote of the Holy Spirit bearing witness with the disciple spirit that we are God's children. And he also quotes Hosea prophesying that we should be called the children of God. That's in Romans 9:26. To the Galatians he writes, You are all sons of God through faith in Jesus. And now here in this epistle to the Ephesians, the apostle speaks of our adoption as sons by Jesus Christ. There's no doubt about our status as children. What is open to question is whether our behaviour is always in accordance with that status and whether we walk as children of light. If we are to be followers of God as dear children, the Apostle says we must walk in love and walk as children of light. In the letter to the Thessalonians, we read that the believers are the sons of light and sons of the day. They're not of the night or of darkness. Jesus also told the crowd that gathered around him and questioned him as he taught in the temple.
Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become the children of light. John 12, verse 36.
There's no doubt that our Heavenly Father is light, and if we behave as his children, we shall be recognized as children of light. Now look at what light does. It illumines the way. The first thing to note is it shows the person the way he's going. And a child of light knows where he or she is going. The highways of this world demand that we have light if we are to negotiate the bends and dangers we might meet. The Lord uses his word, the Bible, and gives the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit to ensure that his children can see where they're going. Care is still needed, of course. Warning must be heeded. Forewarned must be forearmed. Jesus said that a man who walks by day will not stumble. The precaution that the child of God must take is to walk in the light. We're all familiar with the way a spotlight may follow an actor or actress across a stage. This is the exact opposite of what should be happening in our case. We follow the light, walking according to the light of God's word. The psalmist tells us plainly that God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Also, that the entrance of God's word gives light. The Holy Spirit will throw light upon ourselves, upon the way we go, and upon others. And then the light breaks open. Light opens things for us. When light shines, it opens up the darkness and makes it flee away. All things are naked and open, God's word says, in the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Nothing can be hidden in the light of God's all-seeing eye. There's no spying in God's conflict against evil, for none can be an undercover agent. Our colours must be nailed to the mast. To walk as children of light means there will be no secret areas that are hidden away. As we have said so often, the Lord must be allowed into every compartment of our heart and mind. No secret loves outside the gate of his grace. No secret cupboards where we store treasures that we know to be displeasing to our Lord. Invite him into your life, and his light will come into every room. And the way you walk in light stands out in the place where you are. Now in Ephesians chapter 5, there are lists of the fruit of the Spirit. And the disciples walking as a child of light will know a life in the Spirit. And that life in the Spirit will generate fruit of the Spirit. All goodness, righteousness and truth is a threefold description of God's blessing upon his obedient children. There's nothing austere or cold about walking in the Spirit of God, you know. For the heart has been cleansed and the broken relationship renewed. Children of light walk in the radiant and glowing pathway of God's love. We should know that walking in God's light produces fruit. We shouldn't imagine walking in the light to be standing in an illuminated showcase screened from the world. Goodness, righteousness and truth are desirable blessings for all who would reach out to God. It is by the development of these fruits that the disciple experiences God's approval on his life. the good fruit of righteousness and truth are to be expected when the life benefits from the light and life of God's love. The picture here may be seen as one of the child of God walking in the light of the Lord, feeding upon the good soil of his word and bringing forth fruit acceptable to the Lord, that great husbandman, and of blessing to himself as well as those in need all around him. Then light exposes evil. Listen to these words from John chapter 3.
Men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
Evil cannot stand the light of God's day. Paul tells his readers that they should have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. To walk in light and mix with the evil of darkness is an impossible undertaking. The positive action of light is to expose the works of darkness. While the sinner runs away from the light, the saint must stand and shine forth, exposing the evil that is rampant around him. It is in this respect that many sections of the visible church seem to have lost their way. It probably began with the feeling that the bright light of God's holiness was too startling for man accustomed to darkness, and this resulted in a toning and a watering down of the truth of sin and the wrath of God against ungodliness. The light of the gospel exposing evil is not the socially acceptable medicine man might choose, but it is the one thing that dispels the darkness of the evil it exposes. If no one is walking in the light, few, if any, will come to the truth and be set free from those sins from which the passion and death of Christ can deliver, nor will they enter into the realm of eternal day promised the children of God. And the Apostle Paul finds it needful to devote the next three verses to the manner in which this exposure of evil is to take place.
For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Ephesians 5, verses 12 to 14.
So the child of God, walking in the light, exposes the evil that is going on all around by his or her behaviour. It was when the law came that there was a consciousness of sin. And it is when the light shines that untruth and evil are exposed. No wonder that Jesus told his disciples,
"In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 16.
In our present day, when the press and media has been given license to print and say what they like, and when little can be called sacrosanct anymore, the words in this 12th verse take on a deeper poignancy. If things done in secret by those in darkness are too shameful to be mentioned, it is a retrograde step when censorship is lifted and descriptions are carried that are harmful. We know that continued exposure to a thing can mitigate and even remove any feelings of shame, but that in no way diminishes the evil of the matter. We appreciate that the apostle is speaking as one who's walking in the light when he describes what is done in secret by the workers of iniquity as shameful. That they no longer acknowledge it to be shameful in no way justifies their behaviour before God or man. If law breaking is evil, the fact that everyone breaks the law in a riot doesn't make it good. The deterioration in marital relationships and in the filial aspect is one example that is ever before us. Any effort to redress that mistakes are made in the upbringing of a past generation is grossly hindered by the flaunting, even idolising of such behaviour on our television, radio and in the press. Whatever the evil that is paraded before us, one feels like shouting, "It is shameful, don't speak about it." But the best and most attractive proposition is for the believers to be seen walking as the children of light, proclaiming by their lives the blessedness of God's light, life and love, living in the purity, joy and holiness that the Lord bestows on his followers. Yours is a blessed experience, if it can be said, you were in darkness, but now you are in light. It means you know you are saved. You've experienced the new birth. It has affected your lifestyle, and those who see you can detect the difference. You know whom you have believed. Walking in the light means you have an assurance. You're an inheritor of the promises. Furthermore, you have fellowship with others who are like-minded when walking as children of light. Jesus is not merely a figure that is from the past and gone away. He's alive. With the Apostle Paul, you can say, "Christ lives in me." When this is your experience, no proof of the resurrection is needed. The proof that Jesus is alive is that you've met him and you know him to be within. Walking as children of light is the most convincing testimony. When it is the light of the glorious gospel that has shone into your darkened heart, is it surprising that the radiance that emanates from the life lived thereafter should be the very light of heaven? The experience of walking as children of light must be a polarizing experience. It displays the most important thing. When the critics of Jesus' ministry interrogated the man born blind whom Jesus had healed, they were faced with an irrefutable miracle. They therefore tried to argue points of the law and doctrine. We can all find much that is obscure and many knots we cannot untangle if we look for them. In fact, their argument went completely out of the depths of the former blind man. He admitted that he didn't know whether the one who'd healed him was a sinner or not. He later found out he was the Son of God, didn't he? And he worshipped him then. He did revert their attention to the undeniable truths that he had been blind of his blindness and now he could see. No lack of education need prevent the disciple from walking as a child of light. The follower of Christ who is called to suffer for his or her faith, may by the very manner in which the suffering is borne indicate he or she walks as a child of light. The light of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit has shone and continues to shine in darkened hearts. This is taking place all over the world and to people from many different backgrounds. When that light is received, it becomes the light of life. There's a getting up and a going as a follower of Jesus. What before may have been the most dreary and monotonous daily round can now become a walk as children of light. Now then, in your situation, where you are, in the place God has put you, he's called you out of darkness. He's given you an experience of a new birth and living in the light of life. Are you not now going to shine for him? There are those around you who are not looking for argument or reasoning, but looking for an example of Jesus living within. There are those who need the Lord around you where you are, and it is your responsibility to walk as children of light. Live up to your name. Live up to the standard God has set for you. Let the light of the glorious gospel break through. Don't let shutters come down and hide it. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. That this exhortation is given to us makes it clear there is a purpose and a goal for each one of us. Ours is a transforming experience. We go forward in his name, aware that others are watching. We cannot be hid. We have a message to tell. We walk as children of light, and the light should be shining the love of Jesus into the world around us. We should walk worthy of the high calling whereunto we are called, and then we shall know fruitful and blessed lives, bearing the fruit of the Spirit and God's blessing on all we do.
The Bringing a Message program you have just heard is produced by the By All Means Gospel Trust, based in the United Kingdom. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners, and there are several ways you can contact us. You can write to us at BAM Gospel Trust, P.O. Box 986, Bourne, B-O-U-R-N, Cambridge, CB23, 2YX. You can email us info@bringingamessage.org, or you can use the response form on our website's contact page. To hear this program again or to find out more about the Trust's work and publications, go to our website www.bringingamessage.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. One of our publications is called Break and Meditate. This contains short comments on a verse from the Bible, one for each day. This is available free either as a booklet mailed every 2 months or as a file emailed monthly. The reading for the day is also available on the Read page of our website. BAM also produce Bible study books and booklets. One booklet is produced every 2 months, and several earlier series are available from our website, where you will also find details of all available publications. The work of BAM is supported by donations. If you would like to contribute to this ministry, why not use the secure CAF donate form on our website's support page? And now listen to Peter Jackson and Singers as they sing, "Precious Saviour, draw me closer, closer to your heart of love. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, all my barriers remove."
Thank you for joining us today. Listen at the same time next week. Until then, this is Ken Smith saying goodbye, and may God richly bless you.